I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Sunday from 1 to 6 at the Mathers Museum on the IU campus, there's a symposium titled Witness, Art, Memory, and the Holocaust. It's being presented in conjunction with the museum's ongoing exhibit Push Me, Pull You, a Jewish-German Dialogue Disclosed, by artists Bjorn Krondorfer and our guest, artist and Heron School faculty member Karen Baldner. Karen, you're a much-awarded teacher and artist with a specialty in printmaking. Can you describe your side of the dialogue, sort of where you're coming from in Push Me, Pull You?
With pleasure, and thanks for having me here, George. My relationship to my Jewish identity as a German has always been complicated and difficult, and I found that in dialogue I can better resolve my issues than just simply talking to myself through my work. In this dialogue, we have found that a commitment to a process has resolved several of our issues on a very positive level. And creating works together also has helped resolve or maybe dissolve some discomforts that we have with each other. And one of the things we do is base our work on the artist book, which is, in a way, a positive symbol that both the cultures, German cultures and Jewish cultures, are based on. Jews are known as the people of the book, and we know that through Gutenberg, Germany has become a center for making books, even though this has been, in a way, a traumatic history, but still, Germany is still seen as the beginning of the Western Codex through Gutenberg. And so there's a matter of pride for both Germans and Jews in the book. And so we found this would be metaphorically a good base. And the other good reason for this is that I am an artist who makes artist books, and Bjorn, my collaborator, writes books. He's a scholar. And so we are finding ourselves making either traditional books or sculptural works that are based on book structures. This means that they are interactive. They are available for a viewer to use as well.
Karen, your co-curator, Bjorn Krondorfer, isn't here yet. Could you tell us a little bit about him, about his side of the dialogue?
He is a German who is not from a Jewish background. I am from a Jewish background. And he is a religious studies scholar, teaches religious studies at St. Mary's College of Maryland, and has been invested in scholarly work around the Holocaust for about 20 years. And one of his focuses is to deal with the interaction between Jews and non-Jews within Germany, so to bring Jews and German, especially from a younger generation, together to very honestly talk with each other. And I met Bjorn when he was in the middle of very heavy work of organizing a summer program and running the summer program that goes to Germany, brings Jews to Germany, and brings them together with young Germans. And Bjorn originally invited me to work with him. I was apprehensive for about 9 years until I finally came around to accepting this offer. And then it was a mutual endeavor, and I have found it extremely energetic and fruitful.
We're talking with Karen Baldner. She's one of the two artists of the ongoing exhibition Push Me, Pull You. It's a Jewish-German Dialogue Disclosed at the Mathers Museum. Sunday afternoon's symposium at the museum includes a keynote address after Auschwitz by art historian Lisa Saltzman, a question and answer session on the exhibit Push Me, Pull You with Karen and Bjorn Krondorfer, and a panel discussion on art and memory moderated by Jewish studies professor Alvin Rosenfeld. You can find more at WFIU.org with a click on the events tab. For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker.